Are we ready? Is it on? Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I am Jamie Hill. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Jamie. I hardly ever say, like, your name.
It's so true.
Unless I'm, like, calling you from the other end of the house. Jamie!
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like sweetie or...
Yeah.
It's honey. Usually sweetie.
Usually sweetie, yeah. I call you Shan. I call you sugar sometimes.
Oh, I like sugar.
You don't you?
I love that one.
Yeah. It's very southern in nature.
It is. It is. Well, welcome to our podcast, Jamie.
Hey, you too,
sweetie,
sweetheart.
Honey.
You too, sugar. Wow. It's just amazing to me because this is episode 20.
Wow.
That really feels like a huge milestone.
Hey, high five.
Hey.
That was a very loud high five for the purposes of podcast radio.
I thought it was good. So, it was resonant. Yeah. So, thank you, everybody, for supporting us through so far 20 episodes of this podcast. It's really remarkable. I feel like we've gotten a lot maybe better at podcasting.
Maybe. I don't know. What I think is remarkable is that, like, when we started, we had no idea how this would be received. We thought it might be a good idea. But being at episode 20 just tells me that, like, okay, there are people that are, like, that are into this thing that we started. And that's nifty.
And we have new subscribers all the time.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
So welcome, new subscribers.
And new listeners. Thank you.
Yes.
Totally cool. We watch the play stats every week. And they have just these really interesting little surges.
Really?
It'll always be like random. Like last Monday, for whatever reason, was like triple Sunday. Like what was happening on Monday?
I don't know. Maybe people were just, I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing. Either.
Monday is podcast day, like
Woo!
They say.
I guess so. They don't say that.
No. So, this podcast is brought to you by our Misfit Stars supporting members, the ones we were just talking about. So,
the subscribers.
Yeah, the subscribers. I'm getting a lot better at articulating subscribers. I went through like a three or four episode spell where I was just saying scribers.
Scribers. Also, yeah. I think it bears like a moment to say that there's one way you can subscribe to this podcast where like you just go into your Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and you subscribe to get the weekly thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's a way that we can use the word subscribe. But when we say our subscribers, our subscribing members,
that's right.
What we're referring to are the people that have joined up in the Misfit Stars group.
Signed up and given money to it.
Yes.
That's it. It's a paid thing, right? At its sort of core, I mean, there's free. There's 50% free episodes. But then there are 50% episodes where, like this one, like it gets real good.
What? Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I won't. I won't. Oh, okay. I won't. It's gonna be a secret.
It's a secret.
All right.
Yeah, so every other episode is free, open to the public, come one, come all. And every other is just for our subscribing members.
That's right. It's an encouragement to people to support this thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's a way for us to try to cajole you into being supportive in a financial way. Of this podcast.
Cajole is a good word.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice. It's lighthearted.
It is. It's much friendlier than strong arm.
That's right. There's no arm twisting happening here at all. It's just a gentle little, hey, what if?
Hey, what if you did that?
What if you supported the podcast?
So thank you, those of you who do that, who have been doing that for a while. Thank you to the new people who've joined up just this last week. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're just so grateful that you are here and in support of what we're doing. And if you're not yet a subscriber, a subscribing member, a Misfit Star, if you will,
I will.
You can do that. You can become one. If you go to misfitstars.com and you click on the second big pink button that says unlock all episodes.
Yep.
And when you do that, you will get access to all of the previously locked members exclusive episodes. And
there's some good ones.
There's some good ones. And there's also good stuff that you can choose from if you want goodies.
Yeah, there are subscriber level goodies. You can get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's so cute. You can get a sticker sheet.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. I'm sure there's a lot of adults listening to this and they're like, sticker sheet? Why would I want a sticker sheet? I'm not eight.
You know you love stickers.
Yeah, but your inner eight-year-old is still in there.
It's so
and your
true.
Inner eight-year-old wants a sticker sheet.
I love stickers.
You take the stickers, you put them on the back of your cell phone case.
That's right.
Or get it together,
your,
adults.
On your laptop or...
Yeah. Or your freaking car.
Or your book bag.
We have seen pictures of putting sticker
it's
sheet
true.
Stickers. People have put sticker sheet stickers on their freaking cars.
I love it.
I think it's good.
You could do that if you want to, and that would be awesome. Later on in this episode, we're going to be getting into a listener topic. Listener topics always come from our Misfit Stars community. And
just another perk of being a member, you get to suggest topics.
That's right.
Like you can literally just like message us something like, hey, I would be so curious to hear you talk about X. And like we might just talk about X.
Yeah. Like this week, we are taking a topic from our star, Katie.
Katie R.
Who has asked us what we're looking for in our 2020 presidential candidate.
F it. We're going to talk a little bit of politics.
Interesting.
We're engaged citizens.
We are engaged citizens.
And we're going to talk about that.
We are. It's going to be great.
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, wait for that later on in this episode.
I can barely wait myself, Shannon.
Barely wait.
I'm just going to really make this first half quick so I can get to the second half.
Perfect.
I'm going to give 10% this first half.
Oh, no, you're
That's
not.
My listener guarantee. You're going to get at least 10% from me today. Setting low bars over here at Misfit Star. So, yeah. What did we get into this week, Shannon? What so much stuff, actually,
Lots
thinking about
stuff.
It.
Lots of stuff. This is not on our list, yeah. But I'm going to just add it because I thought of it like 5 minutes before we started recording.
I bet I know what it is.
I bet you do.
What is it?
So, I have been feeling lately that I have not been moving my body enough.
Yeah.
Did you know this is what I was going to talk about?
I figured.
You figured it?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I really took seriously over this, like, the winter season to just really rest. And not that you can't rest and also, like, move your body, but I just really took seriously the notion of just, like, letting myself, you know, just rest. I needed it. I needed it after, like, a year and a half of, like, a full-on sprint.
Yeah.
And it was really good, and I really needed it. But I think that I found myself sort of like getting into this lull of a place where I just, or a rut or whatever. I realized the other day, like it was like a light bulb went on and I'm like, I need to move my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I really hadn't. I had sort of like fallen out of any sort of like exercise routine.
It had been a long time.
I used to do yoga really religiously and I love that. And I do hope to get back to that too.
Yeah.
But what I decided to do on Saturday was my first day. I got up and first thing I strapped on my running shoes and I went for a little run.
To be clear, they don't literally have straps. You just put them on.
I laced them up.
Yeah.
And I went out for a run. And I haven't been running in a long, long time. I mean, I haven't really, really run. I used to run a lot. Like when I first met you.
You were going crazy with running when you met
me. I was training for a marathon when I met you. I never ended up running that marathon because I injured my knee in the training. And that really sort of like set me, like just got me off the track of running for a very long time. And I tried picking it up a couple different times and the knee was just eh. And I'm not really into this for like, I don't want to get back to like marathon level. I just want to move my body. And so we have a park not far from our house. And for the last three of the last 4 days, I have gotten up and put my shoes on and done this little loop around the park back to home. And it's just a little bit over a mile. It's not very long.
What did we calculate at? Like 1.3 or something like that?
Yeah.
Takes you about 15 minutes, 16?
That's all I want. I just want to get out there and exercise my lungs.
It's great.
And move my body. And I already feel so much more energetic. It feels like I have an instant reward. The first day I was so sore. It was really painful. But you know,
how out of practice were you? So out of practice that you went running and injured your back.
Yeah, I did. I did. It hurt. Yeah.
You're not supposed to use your back when you run, Shannon.
Well, no, you use all, that's the thing about running. You use lots of parts of your body. Like
that's
I've
right.
been feeling soreness in my abdomen, you
sure.
know, like, so it just feels good. It feels good. I am not here to say if you're not exercising, you should be doing it. Like I've been sitting around for months, you know, and I just listened to my body the other day. Tell me, hey, you should move.
Your body was like DeRay McKesson. Your body's all, hey, this is your body.
That's a pretty obscure joke. so yeah, I just listened and I already feel good. Like I feel just like when I'm walking up the stairs to go get something from my studio upstairs, I'm like bounding up the stairs. Like it just, even 4 days in, I feel much better.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's new.
Love it.
And also I also
age 42,
say,
age 44. How old are you?
I'm 44,
bounding up the stairs. I still got it.
Yeah. You know, it's also, you know, it's, I feel like I wanted to share this too, because there's a part of me that feels really, a little bit scared about sharing publicly, things like exercise or, you know, that sort of thing. Let me just be frank. I'm afraid of the public accountability.
Wow, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
No, that's real. I understand that.
Yeah, like saying out loud, like even saying it to you the other night, like I'm going to go running tomorrow felt a little scary, but I knew
that. Because then you had to do it.
Because I knew that by saying it to you, I was going to have to follow through.
I really understand that dynamic.
And I couldn't talk myself out of it.
I was really trying to be very like low key, like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
No, you were very supportive.
Like inside, I was like, hey, that's great. Because I really, like, I've been sensing that in you, that you have been feeling lethargic and that you have been feeling low energy.
Yeah.
And, like, it seemed like, hey, she's figured it out and she's going to do the thing that she probably really needs. Yeah, but I didn't want to be like so excited. So I was like, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it or not do it. Whatever.
Thank you. Well, and also
I want to give you an out. So it's yours if you do it.
Absolutely. Well, and also I just like with everything in life that like requires, you know, someone choosing forward progress, a person has to make that choice themselves, right? Like that has, I had to come to my own realization that my body was feeling neglected.
Yeah.
And I had to get to that point. And I did.
Like with everything else in life, you can't want something for someone else.
No, you cannot. So like sobriety, like, you know, seeking help for, you know, mental health issues. A person needs to decide that and choose it and embrace it for themselves. And
sure.
So I appreciate your support. Your very hands-off support.
Low-key support.
Your very hands-off
I believe the term of art in 2019 is holding space. I was holding space for you.
Thank you. Thank you. But here now I am sharing it with all of you. And now I'm really publicly accountable. I feel motivated to stick with it. Principally because I feel really good.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right?
That's it.
And you know, I've been working out in the morning, first thing in the morning, basically like 6 days a week, right? Every day but Sunday is kind of my thing. Give yourself a day off and all that, you know, because then it's sort of fun. But I've been doing that for, I mean, what, 10 years now, 12 years, something like that. And like, it really helps.
I know
from my experience that like, I just, especially on days when I wake up feeling tired, like today, like we woke up feeling tired. We did our freaking taxes
Went
to sleep at 5. And like, there's just no amount.
In the morning.
There's no lateness that you can sleep. There's no time that you can wake up that feels good if you've gone to bed at 5.
No, and
it's just different flavors of kind of feeling like crap.
And I woke up this morning at 10, having gotten 5 hours sleep and couldn't get back to sleep because I had my mind. This is the season where we've got so many plates spinning that my mind is just like, oh yeah, I gotta do that. Oh yeah, I gotta do that. Oh yeah, that. And so my mind was just going on all that this morning and I'm like, you know what I need to do? I need to get up and just go for my run. I'll probably feel better. And I do.
Yeah.
So even 5 hours of sleep, which I, you know, will not hope to repeat tonight, but you know, I still feel good. So yay. That's
wonderful.
Sorry for inserting a thing that we didn't plan on, but I wanted to share it.
This is just our time to talk.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's really just fine. The other thing, I mean, there's a bunch of other things that we did this week. A huge thing that we did is we bought an SHIT load of flowers.
A boatload of flowers.
A whole bunch of flowers.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it's been a transformation in the front of our house.
It's so pretty.
And we trimmed the front. So when we bought this house, we had a hedge in the front of it. It turns out it's actually three different plants, and we trimmed them so they look like three different kind of sculpted mini trees.
Did you know that that's how hedges work?
What?
That's multiple plants that grow together and then they get trimmed to be one monolith.
Yeah,
that's
I did know that.
Yeah, like when we were shopping for flowers the other day.
Imagine if it were just like one 50-foot wide plant with one trunk.
Yeah.
Sort of really heavy at the edges, drooping.
But yeah, the trim work looks beautiful. Like all of a sudden this like hedge that just looked like this very sterile monolithic thing is now these three lovely little airy bushes.
They look vaguely Japanese in nature, kind of bonsai-ish.
So pretty. And we planted geraniums in between them. So there's color and
two orangish reddish geraniums, one in between each of the three trees. It's so cute.
And the other bed, we have some ranunculus, which is my favorite flower. If you know, we'll quiz you on this later. Shannon's favorite flower, ranunculus.
So interesting to me. Like, you've got to be the only person. I mean, out of 100 people, if you asked 100 people, what's your favorite flower? I bet you're the only one who would be like, ranunculus.
Huh.
Everyone else would be like, tulip, rose.
Maybe so, but I really...
A seventh grader would be like, carnation.
I've always really loved ranunculus. Yeah, seventh grade incarnation. Because that was on my corsage when I went to the seventh grade dance.
I hope,
right?
I get kissed. Spoiler alert, I'm not getting kissed.
We also bought some anemones and some lavender and all sorts of other things. I don't even remember what they were, but they're so pretty in our yard.
Crazy thing. I did not before this last week know that there was any kind of anemone other than sea anemone. That's the only kind I knew. I didn't realize there was a land anemone.
Well, there you go.
Turns out.
A land anemone.
That's how sea anemones probably refer to them.
I guess so. It's all about your frame of reference.
That's right. If you live in the sea, the ones that are in the sea are just anemones, and the ones on land are land anemones.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I just want to point out that we just said anemone correctly like 5 times in a row. It's the ultimate tongue twister flower
anemone,
word.
Anemone, 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 anemone.
Wow, so good.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you.
I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it, but I did.
Yeah. I just want to interject in gardening that we did a lot of something that I invented when I was about 2 years old.
What is it?
Scrumpling.
It's an official term around here.
And it's in my family, too. Like, if you use the word scrumpling with anybody in my family, they'll be like, oh, yeah, of course. That's where you take a trowel and you disturb the dirt. That's what that is.
You take one of those three-pronged things.
Oh, it's not. That's not a trowel, is it?
No, a trowel is actually a little shovel, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not even sure what the three-pronged thing is, but the thing that...
It's a vertical garden fork, Shannon.
Well,
I don't know what the
hell it is. I know
What's
for
the
it,
word?
It's the scrumpler.
It's a scrumpler.
That's what it is.
That's it. There's no other word than that, is there? It is a scrumpler. And just to be super clear about the spelling, it's S-C-R-U-M-P-L-E-R, scrumpler, and you do scrumpling with it.
That's what you do.
That's just when you disturb the earth with your vertical scrumpling fork.
We did lots of scrumpling.
Gardening with Shannon and Jamie. People who actually know how to garden are listening to this going, that's wildly inaccurate. That's not how that works at all. I can't believe they just get to say that. Where's the FCC when you need them?
We're just making stuff up as we go.
People can just say anything on the internet these days.
Story of our lives, making stuff up
Fake
as we
gardening
go.
News on Misfit yeah. Stars.
So because we were out doing gardening, a bunch of gardening this week, this is like the best way to interact with neighbors is just be out in your front yard or your backyard because we have shared, you know, space back, you know, over the fences and stuff. But we've gotten to talk with so many neighbors and it's been so fun.
It's like, just been wonderful.
I love our neighborhood.
Yeah. And we're just getting to know all of them just incrementally. It was so sweet. So there's one house sort of on our part of the block here that just has clearly the best landscaping. Like the woman who lives there is just amazing at it. Her name is Cindy. And when we were putting in our flowers and doing our trimming and stuff, she walked all the way across the street specifically to compliment us on how good it was looking.
It like felt
she
so
noticed
good.
And she wanted to come say something and like, That's like being noticed by the important
it
person.
It was so fun. Yeah, we've told her before. We aspire to having a yard that looks like yours. And so to get a compliment from her was like, yes.
She's
doing something
so
right.
So talented. Yeah, it was really great.
It was super fun. One of our neighbors on the other side, they had a cherry tree that came down yesterday.
That was sad.
It was a little, it was a little sad. It's always, the tree was overtaken by ivy and was dead and needed to come down because it was probably one of these years and the next big snowstorm going to fall on our house.
Yes, so, that's right. Like, that's good. The direction it was weighted towards.
Good that it's down. Yeah. But we got to enjoy the blossoms it had the last couple of days and the sunset. It was so beautiful and glowy.
Pale pink.
It was so pretty.
Oh, in the like orange light of the sunset. And it was just really magical for a couple of days.
It was.
But also it opened up another cool vista toward a really excellent, huge, like 50-foot, 60-foot tall pine tree, like five houses down.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's all good. And you know, we've planted new trees, like things grow old and have to go away and new things come and that's just part of life, right?
And so, I don't want to brag, but speaking of cherry trees, we have two little cherry trees out front, which are at their biggest about as big around as my thumb, you know?
Yes.
But they're doing little cherry blossoms.
It looks like popcorn at the end of their branches. It's so cute.
Each tree has about 10 blossoms. It's like really doing its best.
I love it.
We're very proud.
We're very proud. We
cherry
also did some more
parents.
Picketing this Sunday, again, back out there on the street picketing.
That's ongoing.
Because if you haven't been keeping up, we have this developer who's trying to come into our neighborhood and build a 4-story storage unit in a residential neighborhood.
Cube smart. More like cube dumb.
Cube dumb, yeah. So the neighborhood, you know, has been banding together to fight this effort, and we were out there picketing again, which is actually a very fun activity. This week there was
the best.
They added music last week, which was great.
Yep.
This week they added a grill with
That's
hot
right.
dogs.
That was great.
And it was just super festive.
Can I say that in Vermont?
Please do.
Vermontese.
Sure.
Hot dog.
Yeah, that's very good.
No doubt.
Nice, no doubt. That just gets me every time.
I'm going to go mud and have some hot dogs.
Oh my gosh.
That's where I grew up, Vermont.
Yes.
Shout out to Vermont.
Woo, Vermont.
So yeah, we had hot dogs on the picket line, which is wonderful.
We had so many more people this week honking and slowing down to read our signs. And it felt like we were making an impact this
week for the
first time. We're
starting to make some progress. Yeah. I mean, you know what they say about advertising, right? 7 impressions. It's never the first time someone sees something that they act on it. Like our dumb brains need a lot of time for things to filter in through all the sediment and eventually get to the inner part of the brain where the brain's like, hey, I should act on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And people, it seems like you're saying are like really finally starting to be like, hey, these people seem to keep being on the corner. Maybe I should look and see why.
Yeah, 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 totally. And that's, you know, being out there for the cause is why we go out there. But honestly, it's like secretly the reason I go out there is so I can talk to people and get to know folks. It's been so fun. Last week, we talked about having our conversations with Norma and Neil, who are wonderful.
Love them.
They've lived in the neighborhood for 55 years. They're in their 80s. They're so great.
They're cool.
This week, I got to talk with a woman named Susan, who is so rad. We met her when we did the fundraiser concert for this episode. effort last month and a half ago or whenever it was. So I met her briefly then, but I got to really know her a little bit more on picket day this last week. She's so rad. I just want to share one thing about Susan. She was sharing with me in the course of our conversation that a few years ago, she just had this like, a friend of hers had gone to do some relief work with refugees in Greece, Syrian refugees who were fleeing to Greece, fleeing the civil war in Syria.
Can you even imagine?
Right. And so she a friend of hers had gone and done this, and she'd seen it or seen, you know, or heard her talking about it. She's like, I should do that someday. And then she's like, and then I said to myself, why shouldn't I just go now? Like she turned the what if someday, like the throwing out there, like maybe I should do that at some time, into like more immediate action. She's retired. She's got the time to do something, to do that kind of thing.
That's so cool.
And she just booked herself a flight and went over there. I'm certain she was hooked up with some kind of a relief organization,
some NGO.
Yeah. I don't know which one, but,
gosh, but that's so cool.
I just was so inspired by that. Like, you know, there are so many things that we see in the world where we see, you know, huge, like the Syrian war. That's a massive atrocity, like just humanitarian disaster. And I think I see things like that sometimes, and it feels overwhelming. Like the problem is so big and so far away from me.
Makes
and
you feel
so
helpless.
Yes. If so out of reach. Yeah. And and like, what could I possibly do? I was so inspired to hear from Susan that she's like, I could just go and help some people. And she did.
Yeah.
Like to turn that, like, you know, potential helplessness feeling into like, no, actually I can go make a difference.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In a little way.
And it really makes you think just more general about your life. Like anytime you think about something that like, oh, I should do that, the best time to do that is the moment you have that thought.
It's so true.
I mean, it can be like with any little thing in your life too. It's just anytime you think like,
I should do the laundry.
I am going to do the laundry.
I'm going to do the laundry right now.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great way to, I think, just make sure that you always have a lot of forward motion, and also that you don't have unfulfilled dreams. Not that laundry is necessarily the biggest dream in the world, but I think if you put that kind of thought process into action more generally, like you're going to have a really fulfilling life.
Yeah.
Like imagine how fulfilling in general Susan's life must be, because surely she applies those same sort of thought processes to everything else. She probably does a ton of really great stuff because it pops into her mind and she goes and does it.
Yeah. And
I love
her,
that.
Her demeanor and just, she seems like a very just joyful person.
Yeah.
And I bet that's probably why, because that's how she lives her life. It was cool to get to talk to her.
Oh man, that's wonderful. And I made a new friend too. I didn't get to talk with my new friend Steve as much or as long as you got to talk with Susan.
Yeah.
But I met Steve and he's been living over on 17th, just a block up from us, since like 1991, I think he said. Which is a long time now, which is really cool. And he has a background in the print trades, and I have
and
some related
too.
Experience. Yeah, so we got to talk about that, which was nifty. He got to work on a lot of really cool high-end packaging for a long time, like Seattle Chocolates. Like, there's different kinds of printers, right? There's some that just do, like, you know, just four-color, simple kind of stuff, low-end stuff. But he was working on the real high-end where there's, like, seven colors of ink and metallic foils and all those fancy stuff and embossing and, you know, the kind of stuff where you pick up a package and you're like, this feels expensive.
Yeah.
Working on expensive packaging is a thrill.
How
I remember
cool.
when I was, like, 21 years old, my first job out of college was doing digital prepress, which is the intermediate stage between graph design and a guy like Steve running a press, right, and printing stuff.
Right.
And I was the person in between those two who would sort of get the digital files from the designer and get them ready to print so they'd print the best possible way. And I remember I was working on like Gloria Ferrer champagne. That's more of a California thing, you remember, right?
Yeah,
from the 90s. And they had like, you know, 15 colors of ink on their boxes, 3 metallic inks. So just crazy packaging. It was so fun to work on though, because you make something that you can see in the physical world and it pops and it looks beautiful and it's really nifty.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Totally cool.
Very cool. Not so fun was last night when we alluded to this earlier. We stayed up and did our taxes last night.
The note I have here says, did our effing taxes.
Did our effing taxes.
Because that's what they are.
Oh my gosh.
It's never great.
You started like first thing after morning. Morning correspondence and getting, you know, regular everyday stuff out of the way. You sat down and started, and I had to finish up some other stuff and didn't join you really in earnest until like just after dinner time. But then we worked until like we went to bed at 5. So like it was
we had worked until about 4. Yeah, it was
that's
crazy,
just ridiculous.
And you know the funny thing, like I want to be clear for the listeners, like we don't do our own taxes. We just prepare all the numbers to hand off to the guy who does our taxes.
That's right.
Who is a genius and a savant, and we're so lucky to have him.
Yeah.
And I fear the day when he retires.
Oh.
I hope he works until we die.
Or at least train somebody else to do what he does.
And I'm sure he will.
Great. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll work out. But he's great. But all we do is just gather all the numbers for him. But just like doing, like going back in a year's worth of time and being like, okay, what all did we do? It just takes a long time, well, a lot of unearthing.
Because we're self-employed people. And for a lot of people who work, you know, regular-ish jobs, you know, you have your W-2 and that's about it.
Taxes
and
like, take 13 minutes.
Yeah, but...
And most of it is figuring out your password for TurboTax.
That's totally right. Oh my God, that's hysterical. Yes, but like for us, like every receipt that we collect over the course of the year, like for instance, when we go on tour, every single receipt we collect on tour is a deductible expense.
Yeah.
Our food, our gas, our lodging,
everything.
You know, everything.
Everything from when we leave the door to when we come back in our front door.
So we have to add up all those numbers. And in a way, it's kind of fun. It's my job usually to be the one to sort all those receipts into the different categories they need to be sorted into.
That's fun.
And so I sort, and then and as I'm doing that, I see like, oh, remember when we had dinner at this place? Or, oh, remember our time in this city.
And every and so,
it's
so
like
often,
a trip down memory
like a
lane.
Server will like write a sweet little note or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
It's like a little trip down memory, memory lane.
I want to pause here, by the way, just to say, anyone who's listening to this, we don't need suggestions on how to do this electronically. Thank you so much. Anyone who's sitting here going, hey, you should use Shoeboxed or whatever the hell it's called. Thank you so much. Don't need it. Moving on.
Yeah. we have our established way, and it does feel like a pain in the butt, but it's also a way that we're comfortable with. And I get joy out of going down memory lane.
Physical receipts to me is pleasurable in the same way that reading a paper book as opposed to a Kindle is pleasurable.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a tactile thing, and the physicality of it and the way the ink faded, like those are all real world artifacts, and artifacts matter in our experience of life. Do I want to see a perfectly preserved scan forever? No, that's kind of boring. I want to see how things degrade and change over time. I like paper. I like ink.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks for that. You know, going on this trip down memory lane with our taxes, like, and I'm like, oh, remember when we were in that city? Like, I'm having the other side of the coin experience at the same time as that right now, because we're looking for hosts for our house concert tour for this year.
It's like pre-flashbacks.
It's like exactly. And I'm like, ooh, where are we going to go? So for those of you who've been paying attention on our social media and newsletters and stuff, we've been looking for hosts for a little over a week now.
Yep.
And we're adding new states every single day.
Daily.
As people turn in their applications to host house concerts. And it's so exciting to think about like the people that we're going to get to go back and see, and the new people we're going to meet this year that we don't even know yet.
Anticipating tour is not as good as tour, but it's up there. It's really fun.
It is really fun.
We get to plan this big, huge trip where we get to go all over the country, sometimes Canada, sometimes two countries, right? And we get to go see people we love, whom we have met doing music, and meet their people and meet new people. And it's just also exciting and wonderful and thrilling and a little scary, which makes it more fun and exciting and thrilling.
It is all of those things.
It's so good.
If you're listening and you want information about what it means to be a house concert host and see if that might be something you would want to do, you could send one of us a message and we'll send you the info. We're accepting applications until April 12th. And then it is done. And then we'll take all the applications we've gotten by that time and we will create the map for our tour. And then in June, we will set out into the great beyond.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and this is the first time you're hearing about this and you're like, hey, actually, that sounds really interesting. I would love to have Jamie and Shannon come to my house and perform music for my friends and me. I mean, first of all, you're right. Second of all, it's a low barrier to entry. It doesn't have to cost you any money. We crowdsource it with donations from your people. It's really cool. So like if you're like, this sounds interesting, just send one of us a message. We'll let you know. And it's really fun. We'll do it with you and your people. It'll be really cool.
And the other thing that's sort of like happening in real time right now with regard to the tour is that we're also making the album that we're going to be taking out on tour this summer. So I always create the show that we present at the house concerts. It's based around whatever theme the album is sort of based around. And so I'm starting to, you know, see how those pieces are fitting together in my mind right now about how these songs that I've written for this album are going to sort of, you know, transform themselves into the live experience. And I'm really, like, I'm really excited about the ideas that are coming to me that I want, that will be presented in this summer's tour. Like, I'm really eager to share these ideas that I'm having with people. Like, I feel so passionate about them, and the stuff that I've been sort of like researching and reading and thinking through and writing in these songs have felt really, really encouraging to me. Like, I've felt like I have reason to just feel hope for the future. And like,
great.
I don't know. I just feel like we're living in a time when people are freaking tired.
Yeah. Anxious.
Anxious.
Worried.
You know, for lots of different reasons. Our world is just wild sometimes.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. Not a lot of it good.
There's that level of things, but then you know, come back another level and there's so much stuff going on in people's personal lives that just weighs on us. And,
sure.
And I feel that kind of stuff too. There's the really super personal issues inside each of us that we're all dealing with that can wear us down. But the stuff that I've been working through for this record, all those things that you know, cause me anxiety and worry and weariness in my life, I'm finding lots of reasons to feel hopeful and optimistic. And
that's so cool.
That's what we're bringing on tour this summer. And I'm really, just really excited to bring that out to people.
Yeah, and you know, for my part, I have been thinking about sonic cues, sort of based on the theme that you have shared with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and just in Ray, the couple songs that we've been working on.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one that we're going to share with people, like, that recording's already done, you know? But, like, the second one we've been working on, I had this great idea for, like, a sound effect kind of thing, really.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
A theatrical kind of sound effect sort of thing, like we do.
Yeah.
You know, that could be just a really joyous thing, especially in a live setting.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah.
So, so speaking of these new songs, guess what?
What?
We are going to unveil the first single from the new record on this very podcast.
I have some theme music for this. You ready?
Right now. You have theme music? That's very good.
I just wrote that.
Yeah, the single is not going to be publicly available for another several days.
Yep.
But this podcast is the place where we are going to do a sneak previews, a premiere, if you will.
Yeah, we're just gonna drop the song.
We're gonna drop the song here in this podcast.
Yeah.
So literally you, Jamie, and
yep.
me,
mm-hmm.
and a friend who came by who's gonna be making a record with you next year, who
yep.
was here, she listened to the song.
Yeah.
And you sent it to one other friend
to
get his ears on it. So there are four people in the universe who have heard this song.
Yeah.
And you listening right now are about to become the fifth.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's pretty great. So I want to talk about the song. Do you
yeah.
want to talk about the song first and then play it? Or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure. So from my perspective, this song was really interesting because it came to me in a super minimal kind of way.
Yes.
And there was something about the minimal presentation that I found really appealing, but also kind of incomplete. It was like this interesting kind of frustrating sort of
yeah.
both at the same time,
yeah.
if I can throw back to last year a little uh-huh. bit. And so in its sort of minimalism / lack of completeness, I felt this really cool tension.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe like that could be something to exploit. And so it ended up being a really minimal but still propulsive arrangement. Like that was to me the goal when I was working on this.
Oh, cool.
To try to figure out a way to keep the minimalism about it and keep that feeling, because there's a little bit of a feeling of tension there, like a slight lack of resolution, which I really liked, but then to keep it moving along. Like that was the challenge,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Energy management of the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the approach that I took with it. And it's interesting. I'm excited to hear it. Like we finished it a few days, like what, 5 days ago or something. And I purposely have not listened to it since then.
No, I haven't heard it either.
And I'm really interested to like just hear it with a few days
yeah.
space because we worked so hard on it. That's the other thing. Because it was such a minimal arrangement, but yet it had to do such a specific thing energy wise.
Yeah.
We did, no joke, like 30 something iterations of the song.
Tiny little adjustments here and there. Yeah.
It was a grueling and brutal process and it was really hard to keep perspective.
I'm looking forward to hearing it now as
yeah.
we play it on the podcast. So should I talk about the origins of the song after we play it?
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, it's just so tough to
know. So tough. No, let's play it now,
and
then we'll talk about it. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right.
So this is the song. It's called Glorious. Hey, wait, Jamie. They were going to play a song, but then they stopped. And I'm referring to they as you and me, which
That's
is kind of
us.
Ridiculous.
It's we.
But then they stopped and the music faded or the audio faded out. What's going on?
All right, so what's going on is, Shannon, this is a members exclusive episode of Misfit Stars. And so what that means, very simply put, is that this is one of the, you know, every other episodes where we fade out right when it gets good. And we make an appeal to you, gentle listener, to please support this podcast financially.
That's so tricky.
It's not that tricky, though, because here's the thing. Every other episode that we do is just freely available to the general public, and we want people to be able to sort of follow along and, like, listen. And,
thank you for doing that.
That's the coolest thing in the world. It means so much to us when you do. But also, like, we do this podcast in part as a way to sort of support our sketchy schemes, right? We're sharing ourselves more with you in an attempt, in an effort to engage you more around just who we are as humans,
and
right?
And we've created this community, Misfit Stars, where we're doing more of that. We're doing more of that discussion, that more of that engagement around ideas, around things that matter. And that's what happens inside our Misfit Stars group, those exclusive members who are going to get to listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah, but which is good. We talk about politics in the second half.
Whoa. Yeah. But the good news is that you could become a member today, and you could actually listen to the rest of this episode and all the other member exclusive episodes in history.
Yeah, it's easy and cheap.
It is. You go to misfitstars.com. There's two big pink buttons, the second of which says unlock all episodes. You click that, and it takes you to a page where you can choose the membership level at which you want to join.
Starts at $5. You have $5. Would you like us to have it?
Yeah.
Thanks. we would like that too.
So come join us. We would love to have you as part of this group. And we are ever so grateful that you have given us your ears.
Yeah. Like with everything else we do, this is essentially a crowdsourcing kind of endeavor, right? Yeah. So it's not like we're asking one person to be like, hey, person, can you give us $500 to support our podcast and our sketchy endeavors?
No. I mean, if you have
that. We're asking a whole bunch of people to give us $5.
Yeah.
Because do you have $5?
Yeah.
If you do, think about
Great.
It.
Great.
Thanks.
So thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week with a public episode.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.